We're up to Halachas Daf and Dalet Amar Aleph. So there's a Rambam Hilchoshef of Sukkah Perek Dalet Halachat Hazayin says the walls of the Sukkah are kosher to be made from everything. We don't need only mechitzim in any case, even a Baal Chaim. A person can make his friend the wall for Yom Tov, should eat and drink and sleep in the Sukkah. That's kosher. It's kosher that his friend is a day from it. Dafka, if he doesn't know, that guy doesn't know that he became a wall. But if he made him a das, it's also Yom Tov. Mutim the rest of the Yom Tov. So too, you'll make with Kalim a fourth wall in Yom Tov. But the third wall you're not allowed to make a kelim on yantav because it's machshir the sukkah. You're not allowed to make oil on yantav. And the Ravid says dafka the third wall, but the fourth wall is mutter because the Braisa said that we do ladas. The Torah didn't ask only because it's oil arai and the third wall. But the shlera das even the shlish is mutter. The reason is because the guy who stands there is not standing with kavana, so there's no isum chitza for the one that stands there because we go but so is kavana. Shulchan Aruch Archayin Siman Tafrei Shlamet Sif Yud Beis. You can make out of your friend the wall for the sukkah to be machshir even on yantav as long as the guy who was put there doesn't know that he's made a mechitza. But in the weakness, even if he knows it's okay. And the wall says, even on Yantav, it's not also only those three walls that are matter of Sukkah, but the fourth wall is going to be mutter. And see earlier, Simon Shin Samach Beis Sifhei. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chav Zayin says, someone makes oil kavu as chayv al tzboina, therefore you're not making oil arai like a tchila, you're not allowed to be soy, so oil arai exerib, because you might make or take apart an oil kavu. And if you made or destroyed an oil arai, it's potter. You're allowed to be moist on oil arai on Shabbos. For instance, a talus that was spread out on top of beams or walls, and it was wrapped before Shabbos. If it was left over a gag, a tefach, stretched out, then it's you're allowed to stretch the whole thing out on Shabbos till it becomes an oil gadol. So to anything they like. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simchin Tezvav Sif Aleph says, you're not allowed to make an oil b'Shabbos and Yantav, even if it's a rai. Dafka roof of mechitzah is mutter, and mechitzah is not also unless it becomes b'matah the sukkah to be matah to be metatl. The Rambam says, but mechitzah is made for tzniz b'alma is mutter, therefore you're allowed to hang up the curtain in front of the doorway, even though it's kavua. So to a perechis in front of the Aron Kodesh, as long as it doesn't make an oil, a gag tefach. So to you're allowed to make a mechitzah from the sun or the cold, or because the candle should not be put out by the wind. But you're not allowed to make a mechitzah in front of candlelight, so you should be able to have relations with his wife. So to in front of his farm, so you should be able to have relations with his wife or to go to the bathroom. And if not, it was there before, during the day of tefach, then it's mutter to be moitzvah on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Tezvav Siv Beis says, wood that you stick at one head, one side into the wall of the boat, and you tilt the other side in the second wall of the boat, and you spread a mast on it for shade, even there's the width of tefach, or even if there isn't a width of tefach, even there isn't between one another three tefachim, because it's like oil, you're allowed to be parish on them on Shabbos and machzelas, because like the sefer, all right, and it's mutter. Tamzeh, a machzelas that's spread out, enough of tefach, you're allowed to spread the rest of the machzelas on Shabbos. Tefach that was said is outside of what it was wrapped. The Rambam Shofar V'sukkah Perek Dalad, Halacha Tez Zion. We already said it, so we'll skip it. Archaim, Simon Tafre Shlamed Sif Yur Aleph, you're allowed to make a mechitza of Balachaim, that he ties there a behemoth for a wall. The Rambam Shafer of Sukkah Perigdal, the Locha Tazayim, we already did it, so we'll skip it. Shulchan Aruch, Archaim, Simon Tafre Shlamed Sif Yud Beis, we already did it, so we'll skip it. We have Shulchan Aruch Archaim Siman Shin Tezvav Sif Aleph says, you're not allowed to make an oil on Shabbos Yom Tov even if it's a raya. Dafka rufa, mechitza is mutter. Mechitza doesn't become also unless it's made lahatra sukkah, lahatra tilpo. The most is a mechitza is made that sees balm is mutter. Therefore, you're allowed to hang up a curtain in the front of a doorway, even though it's kavu over there in Soto Peresaron or a kodesh, as long as it's making an oil, a gag tefach. Soto, you're allowed to make a mechitza from the sun or the shade or the cold or from the candle should not be put out. But you're not allowed to make a mechitza from the candlelight, so you should be able to have relations with his wife, so too in front of his farm, you should be able to have relations or go to the bathroom, unless it was there, then it's mutter to be moist on Shabbos. Dafnem Dalad Amud Beis. The Rambam Shafer Sukkah Perigdal, the Lachat Hazayin says, the walls of Sukkah is kosher. Everything that we don't need, only mechitza mekalokam. Even Balachayim, the person can make his friend a wall for Sukkah, so he should eat and drink and sleep in Sukkah, it's kosher, his friend is the wall for it, as long as he makes it, but he doesn't know the person is a wall. But if he knows the das, it's asar and yantav. It's with the rest of the yantav, meaning chalamoid. So to you make with kelim the fourth wall and yantav, but the third wall you should not make with kelim and yantav because it's machshir the sukkah. You can't make an oil around yantav. Says the Ravid, dafka third wall of the fourth wall is mutter because that the braisa is speak about where he's hem of the das. They didn't ask only on Israel Arai in the third wall, but Shalot Das, even the third wall is mutter. The reason is because the guy who stands there Shalot Kavana is no Israel Chitza to remind him, and go back to the Kavana. Says the Rambam Shabbos Perk Tez Zayin Halacha Chav Gimel. You're allowed to make a mechitza on people of Shabbos that should all stand one next to each other as long as they don't know the one that are standing, that because of them they were made a mechitza. And should not put a person that he wants to be mishtamish this mechitza unless they put them, someone else will put it off Shlele Daitai. The Shachlacher Chansom Shinsang Besifei says you can make a mechitzah everything with kelim, with saddles of or felt rope, whether it's or strings or chassis felt. For instance, konim that are stuck in the ground. It's what they're up to tusa, even for a yachid in the neighborhood. As long as it should not be with one rope and another rope, three tvachim. Even balchayim, as long as they should be tied. Even people that stand one next to each other, less than three tvachim. Even when they're walking, sinim chitza, between them is a shus yachid. As long as they don't know, they will put there in a shem chitza. Even if one of them knows, but if one of them knows, it's asa. Even if he didn't tell them that he's making a chitza now, but if it's, they can figure it out. For instance, he made a chitza already once, he can't make a chitza again. Arachayim Simon Tafesif Dalat. Someone out of the Chum Shalai Adas is allowed to make a mechitza of people that made an air to that direction, they can go there. And he can make around a mechitza and he can go in between them. As long as they don't know, there was made the ones that were made the mechitza, because that's why they were called the mechitza. They were called there. But if they went Ladas, knowingly it's going to be Asa. Shechalach Arachayim Simon Taf Reish Lamed Sif Yud Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Kameka from his friend of Wolf of the Sukkot, even on Yom Tov, as long as he doesn't know the one that was put there, that he's put there with a chitza, as a mechitza. But a weekday, even if he knows, it's okay. And the one says, even Yom Tov is not also only those three walls that are Matar Sukkot, but the fourth wall is Wutter. And he said, see, earlier, Sim Shin Sam Vesiv Hei. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Chav Gimel, we already mentioned it, so we'll skip it. Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Shin Sam Vesiv Zayin says, some say that he should not put these people that he wants to be shtanshed this mechitza. He should put someone else to do it. Shleim daita. Go. He can't make a mechitza of people only when there's a tzarech b'shas adchak. But if you've got something which is ram, it's better that he should bring their children. They should bring it without a mechitza. They're making a mechitza of people, and the godel should bring it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tezayin Alacha Chav Gimel. We already mentioned it, so we'll skip it. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Samach Beis Sif Hey. We already did it, so we'll skip it. We have the Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Zayin Alach Yud Zayin. If he went out b'shus and they said to him, he's going with Erech, the mitzvah was done already that he went out to do. He asked from his place 2,000 amos in every direction. If some of the tchum that he went out isn't moving these 2,000 amos that he asked from his place, he goes back to his place like he never left. Whoever goes out to save Nafshi Yisrael from Goyim, from a river or from a crumbling building, you have 2,000 amos in every direction from the place where they saved. And if the Goyim were strong and they were scared to stay in the place where they matzel, they go back to Shabbos to their place and they could take their weapons. And the Rabbi says, so to anyone that went up by Oinus and his four armies are still Muvla, you can go in as we see in Nardoi. The last halacha, Rechaim, Sim, Tav, Zayin, Sif, Beis. If he went up, Rishus, he's going on the road, and they said to him, the mitzvah's done that he went out to do. He has from his place 2,000 amos in every direction. If some of the tchum that he went out from is out of the Rishus, is Muvla in the 2,000 amos he has now, he goes back to his place as if he never left. It's the end of the halacha, so Daf, Mem, Dalad.